The Gemara says like this. The Mishnah started off from Emesar. From where? From when do we read the Kriya Shema? So the Gemara asks very simply, Tana Hirakai, where did you come from that you said Me'emesai? That seems to imply that you had a starting point, and then you asked, well, when do we do this? Well, what do you mean this? Where did you even come into the idea of Kriya Shema? So Gemara says, Tana Hirakai Me'degatani Me'emesai. Where did you come from that you started off with the Lashon of Me'emesai? Vesu, and also, my shna, the tani arvin, the arvin is spiritia. Also, another kasha is, why did you start with nighttime? You, L'chore, should have started with the Kriya Shema of Shacharis, that's what Gemara asks. Listening to Shacharis, Bereisha, why don't you start with the Kriya Shema of Shacharis? As we pointed out, korbanos are day and then night, but as the Gemara is about to point out, the rest of, really, halacha, the night starts the day, and that's what the Gemara says. Tana Ekrakai, the Tana we were holding by the Psukim, the Chstiv, as the Pasuk says, B'shachbocha uvkumecha. Then you should read Kriya Shema when you go to sleep and when you get up. So there, nighttime is first, and therefore v'hachi katani. And this is what the Mishnah means to say: Zman Kriya Shema d'shchiva emas. When is the Zman Kriya Shema when you go to bed? So Gemara says, Mishasha kohanim nichnasin lechol trumasin. Right, that's Rabbi Elazar Shita. From when? No, sorry. That's the Brisa. That was the Mishnah. Sorry. That was before you get to Rabbi Eliezer. From the time when the Kohanim come in to eat their truma. V'ibayis Ema, or another answer. Yalef mi b'riyaso shel olam. Another answer where the Tana was holding that we started out with Me'emesai. You learn it out from the creation of the world. Dichtiv, the Pasuk says, perhaps more well known. V'yer, v'yivoker yom echad. It was night, and then it was day. The night comes before the day. Yachi, if that's true, so Seifa, what about the Seifa? The Seifa, again, here refers to the second Mishnah. The second Mishnah of the Perek is on Daf Tes. And there it says, the Gatani b'shachar mevarech shtayim lefaneha v'achas l'achareha uva'erev mevarech shtayim lefaneha u'shtayim l'achareha. The Mishnah there is talking about Birchos Kriya Shema. And there it starts off with Kriya Shema shel Shacharis. It says, in Shacharis, as perhaps you're familiar, we make two brachos before Kriya Shema and one afterwards, and by around Kriya Shema at nighttime, by Ma'ariv, we have two brachos before and two brachos after. But you see that the Mishnah there started with the morning. So why here do we start with the night, and there we start with the morning? So the Gemara, and listening to Harv is Bereisha, why don't we say Ma'ariv in the second Mishnah first? So the Gemara answers, Tana Pasach Be'arvis, V'hadar Tani B'Shachris. Well, we started with Kriya Shema shel Arvis because of the Pasuk. Then we went to Shacharis, and had the Kriya Shema Shacharis, and while we were kind of learning about Shacharis, Parish Mili the Shacharis, while they were Parish Mili the Arvis. So we kind of hung out and learned the Halachos of Shacharis, and then we went back to Ma'ariv. So we started out with Ma'ariv, went to Shacharis, while we were there, we learned the Halachos of Shacharis in the second Mishnah, which we'll get to in about a week, and then we went back to Ma'ariv. Okay. So, Omar Mar, feel free to, you guys have the phones on mute, but feel free to interject whenever you want. So, Omar Mar, Mar said, Mishasha kohanim nichnasim lecho b'trumasim. What is the time that you can say Kriya Shema at night from the time when the kohanim come in to eat their truma? Michti. So let's see. Kohanim emas ka'achli truma. When are the kohanim eating truma? Mishas tzeisa kochavim. From Tzeisa Kochavim. Now, again, just to backtrack a little bit, the Kohen who is Tomei. Kohanim who are Tahor, allowed to eat Truma, whatever they want. A Kohen who is Tomei. So he, depending on the level of Truma, he needs to either wait one day if he's a Tful Yom, or wait 7 days if it's a serious Truma. And he needs to tumble in the mikvah on the seventh day. He needs to have sundown, which is Harav Shemesh, right? The sun has to set. And then depending on his level, he has to bring a korban the next day. So talking about a Kohen who is Tomei, right? He went to the mikvah, and he had the sun go down. So when is he allowed to eat truma? That's from Tzeizah Kochavim. So Gemara says, listening to Mishat Tzeizah Kochavim, why are you being so cryptic? The Mishnah could just be like, all right, we start Kriya Shema at Tzeis. Why do you need to teach me about the Kohanim? So in fact, that's the Gemara answer, is that Milsa Agav Orche Kamash Malan, that it's trying to teach us two halachas at once, two for one. Kohanim emas ka'achli, when do the Kohanim eat their truma? Mishas Tzeisa Kochavim. They are allowed to eat truma after they go to the mikveh during the day. They have Tzeisa Kochavim, and then at that point they're allowed to eat truma. V'akamash Malon, and it teaches me to kapara loma akva, that the korban they're going to bring the next day to be mechaper on whatever it was, tuma sames, whatever it was. That's obviously, that's an avera for a kohen. So lemaisa, the kapara, the korban, is not ma'akev their ability to eat truma. Meaning they're allowed to eat truma as soon as the sun goes down on the seventh day. Because the time, like we learned in Abraisa, uva shamash v'taher, the sun went down, and we'll see what the pasuk means exactly. Bias shimsho ma'akva so milechol b'truma vein kapara so ma'akva so milechol v'truma. Pasuk says that ba shamash v'taher v'achar yochalim, and they're going to be able to eat the Truma, hold on 1 second. Hi, how are you? Okay, it's a shem. Can I talk to you in a few minutes? Okay, talk to you soon. Sorry. So the pasuk says like this. That Uba Shemesh V'Taher, the sun sets and the day is over, it doesn't mean that the sun sets and the coin is Tahor. Bias Shimsho Me'akvaso, the Gemara is going to ask exactly what that pasuk means, but Bias Shimsho Me'akvaso Me'lechel B'Truma, in Kaporaso Me'akvaso Me'lechel B'Truma, that the sun setting is what actually allows the coin to eat Truma. And the Gemara asks, Umimai Dehai Uba Shemesh Bias Shemesh, right? V'Tar, Tar Yoma. How do you know that when the pasuk says Uba Shemesh V'Taher, I think, or v'achar yochal mina something mina kachin, could be v'achar yochal mina kachin. But how do you know that when the pasuk says the sun ba v'taher, that the sun sets and then the day will be over? How do you know that's what it means? How do you know that this ba hashemesh, the coming of the sun, and the taher means that tahar yoma, that the day has you become purified, i.e. the tumah has been over, the day has been over. Amabez, Dilma Bias Orohu, really, maybe it's talking about the first coming of light, meaning the morning. Umay v'tayar, tayar gavra. Maybe it means, no, you have to wait until morning and until the person is tahor, i.e. until after you bring your korban. Alright, that's what Rashi says. Maybe Sheyir Hashemesh Bayom Hashmini, how do you know the pasuk is telling me that at the seventh night at sundown he's tahor and he's ladi truma? Maybe it means that the next morning he has to wait till after the korban. So Amar Rabba Bar Rashila, remember Rashila says, "Imkain leMakra v'yitaher." I'm not an expert on Hebrew grammar, but apparently v'yitaher would mean that what's it called? That would be referring to the guy. Ma vitaher, what does it mean vitaher? It implies something that happens on its own. Taher yoma, it's referring to the day that kind of just left on its own. And it's referring to that sundown, i.e. the seventh day ending process. Kedamri inchi, as the people used to say, irev shemsha v'it ki yoma, as the sun goes down, the day is over. And I assume that helps. Rashi writes, itki is lashon avar, that it has passed. I'm not sure how that refers to vitaher, but all right, that's the phrase that the Gemara quotes. But in the West, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, they hadn't heard that teretz. And they had asked this whole back and forth as a question. Does uba shemesh v'taher mean that, you know, the sun goes down and the day is over? O Dilma Bias Orohu. Maybe it means, no, the sun has risen, the light has come, i.e. the next morning, the morning of the 8th. Umay v'tahar, what does it mean, v'tahar? Tahar gavra, that the guy has become tahar. So Gemara says, Harar pashtu lo mibraisa. And after they asked that kasha, they answered it from a braisa. Midigatani v'braisa, as the braisa says. This is a little bit later on our daf. Simon l'davar tzeisiko chavim. How do you know that, what's the simon of the time when the Kohanim can eat their truma? It's Ktseis Kochavim, so apparently the pasuk is talking about the end of the day. It's a little bit backwards, but okay, if you have a braisa that's explaining the pasuk, you can interpret the pasuk that way. Shmami no, apparently you see Bias Shimsha who my Vatara Tara Yoma, that really when the Pasuk says Bias Shemesh, that means that's the end of the day, and the Vitaher is referring to the day and not the guy. Alright. Amar Mar. It was said a guy, Mr. Mar said, Bishasha Kohanim Nichnasim Lechom B'Shumasim. That's when you can eat, when you can say Kriyashma, that's when the Kohanim come in and they eat their Truma. Or Minhu, I'll ask you a question from a different Braisa. Me'ema Saikarnas, Hashma Ba'arvin, when do you say Kriyashma at night? Mishah Ani Nichnas Lechom Pita B'Melach. From the time when the Ani comes in to eat dinner, his bread and his salt, Shasha Omi Lipater Mitok Sudaso, until he's done with his Suda. So the Gemara says, Seifa Vade Pliga Masnisa, for sure the Seifa, the end of the Mishnah, i.e. that the end point is when the Ani would finish his meal, that's for sure, argues on our Mishnah. So Reisha, Milema Pligia Masnisa, maybe we should say that the Reisha, the beginning time, i.e. the time you're allowed to start saying Kriyashma, when the Ani goes in to eat dinner, so maybe that's also a Machlokas on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said the Kohen goes to eat Truma, the Ani goes to eat dinner. That seems to be a machlokes. The Gemara says, no. Lo, ani v'kohen chad shiurahu. That an ani, when he goes to eat dinner, and the kohen goes to eat truma, that's the same time. Agam, I never saw this inside, but why would you assume that an ani eats dinner later than everybody else? Like, should you say the time when people go to eat dinner? So, I always assumed, and I don't know if this is true or not, but back in the day, they had no lights, so sundown, Tzitzit Kochavim, people kind of like went home and they were done with whatever they were doing. So I imagine they go to sleep soon after that. And I figure that the Ani, a poor person, Lamaisa, he doesn't have food all day. So if he's just eating his bread, he probably wants to go to sleep on a full stomach. So I would imagine he would just wait till the end of the day to eat dinner and then he'd go to sleep. But I have no idea if that's true.
He probably doesn't have money to pay for lighting
for
oil.
Right. Nachon. Meaning he gets home and it's dark and he's passing out. So Lamaisa, I would imagine, very good. So I would imagine that that he's just eating then and go to sleep. So Lamaisa, that's Tzitzit Kochavim. But okay, fine. Anyway, Skumar says, really, the Ani and the Kohen are the same shear. Or Minu, well, hold on a second. We have a bunch of brises, apparently. When can you start saying Kriyashma at night? So this brisa says, Mishasha b'nei adam nechnasan lechol pitan b'nei b'erev shabasos. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that when people go to eat their bread on Erev Shabbos, meaning after davening, that's the time you can start saying Kriyashma. For Chachamim, but when the Chachamim say Mishashar Kohanim Zekayim Lechol Shumasim, similar to what says the Kohanim. This is the price that we quoted earlier. The Chachamim say that when the Kohanim go in to eat their Shuma, i.e., says the Kohanim, that's when you're allowed to start saying Kriyashma. The Afal Pishayin Raya Ladavar, and even though there's no proof. So Zeichel Davar, there's a reminder, kind of like a hint. Shinama, as Pazik says in Nehemiah, Vanachno Simba Malacha Vichitzim Machzikim Beramasim, Me'alos HaShakar at Seisakol Chavim. Right, we're doing our work, and the Chitzim they're watching over us, I guess, with their spears, and we're doing this. What's it called? From the Alos HaShachar, from the beginning of the day, at Seisku Chavim until the end, until nightfall. Ve'omer, the Pasuk says, Vayu lanu halayla mishmar vayom malacha. And at night we would stand watch, and during the day we would work. So Gemara says, my ve'omer, what's the second Pasuk helping me? So it's basically, just to ruin it before we get there, it's basically proving that the first Pasuk was during the day. I guess we could just read it straight in. Because you might have thought arva shimsha lailahu, you might have thought that when the sun goes down, that's when night starts. You might have thought that no, the day is defined by nates until shkia. So what's this whole business about alos until tzeis, which is alos is like an hour before shkia and tzeis is a good amount of time after shkia? You might have thought that these people just worked hard. And they got up really early and went to bed late. And Tashma, the Pasuk says, so therefore the Pasuk tells us, no, Vayu lanu halayla mishmar, they would stand watch at night, but Vahayom balacha, that they did work during the day. So apparently they define the day as alos until tzeis. So now the Gemara brings its question, right? Remember we had a question. We said that we originally said that an ani v'kohen is chashiura, that the time when an ani and a kohen go eat their food, that's the same shir. Then we go to Bryce and it said, wait a second. Rabbi Meir says that B'nai Adam go in to eat their food Really, that's the time for Kriya Shema. Chachamim say no, the time is when the Kohanim go to eat, go to eat their truma. We assume that poor people and regular people eat at the same time. And if you tell me that the ani and the kohen is the same shear, so chachamim, I know Rabbi Meir, then there is no machlokes between the chachamim and Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, Elish Shmamino, ani shear lechud, the kohen shear lechud. Apparently, you see that an ani, if an ani is the same time as most people going to eat on Friday night, and the kohen is a different shita, so it must be that kohen and ani is a different shear. So Gemara says, no. Why? That, first, I don't even know why they assume that, but the Gemara says, lo, ani v'kohen chashiruhu. What's the other option? That the ani and the kohen is the same shear, i.e. the chachamim, who hold that the kohen eating their truma, and the ani, i.e. Rabbi Elezer, so that's the same shear. And what's the machlokas? That an ani and the bnei adam, when the people eat Friday night, and an ani goes in to eat his food, that's not the same shear. Mistama, that the ani is afterwards. Okay. The Gemara asks again, is an ani and a kohen really the same shear? And here the Gemara will actually knock it out and change it and go back to saying that ani and kohen is not the same shear. Or minu. When can you read Kriya Shema? At night? So we have five shitas. Mishasha Kiddush Hayom Be'arve Shabbosos, for the time when Shabbos comes in, Dibur Rabbi Eliezer. Again, that's not what Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah. The Gemara will talk about that in a bit on Gil Omen Aleph. Rabbi Yeshua says, Mishasha Kohanim Mitoharim Lecho B'Truvasam. Rabbi Yeshua says, like the Chachamim, that when the Kohanim are tahor and they're allowed to eat truma. Rabbi Meir Omer, Mishasha Kohanim, Tovlin Lecho B'Trumasim. Rabbi Meir says, when the Kohanim are tovel in the truma, to eat their truma, that's already Mibod Yom. And that's also not what Rabbi Meir said earlier. Rabbi Meir said that when people go in to eat their food on Erev Shabbos. So, okay, the Gemara will ask that also. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Meir, "V'alo Kohanim Mibod Yom Hein Tovlim." Wait a second. The Kohanim are Tovlim during the daytime. You can't say Kriya Shema at 3 in the afternoon. All right. So the Gemara will answer that. Rabbi Chanina Omer. Rabbi Chanina says, "The fourth shita, Mishasha Ani Nichnas Lecho Pito B'Melach, from the time when a poor person goes to eat his dinner." That's Rabbi Chanina. He's quoting the shita of the Chachamim as well. That was Rabbi Meir earlier. Sorry. No, that's, I apologize. That's Rabbi Elezer. Okay, we'll see why he didn't quote that earlier. And finally, Rabbi Chai, Rabbi Chai says, and some people say it's Ravacha, so Mishash are opening Adam Nechnas and Lehesev, from when most people go in to lean and eat their food on the weekdays. Not on Shabbos, but on the weekdays. The Gemara says, either way, regard me, Marashach, Iyamata Ani V'Kohen Chachiruhu, if you're telling me that a poor person and a Kohen is the same Shear, so that's a problem, because we just quoted five opinions, and two of them say those two opinions. And Ani V'Kohen, Rabbi Chanina, Hani Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yeshua are the same Shita. So Gemara says, finally, El Olav Shmamina, Shiura de Ani L'chud, V'Shiura de Kohen L'chud Shmamina. They really know. Ani and Kohen are different Shiura. So Gemara says, Haiminau Me'uchar, which one is later? So the Gemara says, "Mestavra de ani meuchar." It makes more sense that an ani is later. The iamarta ani mukdam, Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Eliezer. And if you can tell me that an ani is earlier, so then Rabbi Chanina is going to agree with Rabbi Eliezer. What did Rabbi Eliezer say? Mishasha hayom kiddush be'erev Shabbosos. So Gemara assumes that that comes first, and Rabbi Chanina, who says that an ani nechnas lechol pito, the ma'isa would be the same Shir. If you look at Rashi, Haiminau Me'uchar, which one would be latest? Right, Ani or Kohen, which one will be later? Why is that true? Because Bein Hashmashos Rabbi Yehuda Mahalei Chatzi Mil. Because the Bein Hashmashos Rabbi Yehuda is the time it takes to walk half a meal. Lefnei Tzeis Gochavim. But Rabbi Yossi Keharif Ayin happens right away. Oh, that's later. I'm sorry. I apologize. That's already Shaykh to later. So why would the Gemara assume that Rabbi Chanina is the same Shita as Rabbi Eliezer? I guess we have to map it out. Rabbi Eliezer was the first Shita. The Maisa, he would be the first Shita. Although I guess Rabbi Meir is earlier because he holds during the day. All right.
Tzarech Yen, I have to come back and kind of a little bit chazer why the Gemara just assumes straight up that Rabbi Chanina would be the same as Rabbi Eliezer. But Lamaisa, it assumes that since they have to be different, Shema Mina, the Ani Me'ucha, Shema Mina, that the time for an Ani is later than the time for a Kohen. Fine. Let's just finish until the next two dots because it's chapter this. Amar Mar on the way, Rabbi Yehuda Balo Kohanim Yibod Yom Him told him. Rabbi Meir had said that Mishasha Kohanim told him Lechol B'Trumasa, and that's the time when you.